It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth. Well, Tony, these shows are really a delight.
I'm having fun.
Good. That's important for both of us to have fun, and hopefully the listeners will as well. We dealt with a health issue in the last half hour with Jake.
Right.
And I guess maybe we want to talk about dreams.
Yeah.
We can talk about my dream,
We're going to get into your dream in just a little bit, but what I wanted to do first is give our listening audience some information about what we're doing so that they won't be wondering, well, what the heck are we doing here? So first I want to talk about how dream interpretation and tarot are similar in that they can both be used to draw upon the information that is stored in our unconscious mind. And we all have an unconscious mind.
So you mean everything that happens to us, it doesn't go away, it's someplace.
No, it's someplace. We remember it, and a part of us that is unconscious remembers it. And that unconscious mind is a very deep level of consciousness, hence the name unconscious mind, because we can't remember it when we're awake. But we store information at this level. And so what we're doing when we're using dream interpretation and tarot is that we're trying to communicate with this part of ourselves.
Yeah, when we talk about dream interpretation, is that pretty standard? How do you know what a dream means? When you dream like you're opening up a door, does that mean different things to different people?
Yeah, well, we'll get to that part in a minute about the symbols and what they might mean. But you do bring up a point in that the unconscious mind, it gives us information in a symbolic way, because when we communicate and we learn how to decipher our symbols, it helps us grow up and mature.
Now, you write about dream interpretation in your book, Message from the Archetypes.
Right, yeah. And there's also some books on my website under bookstore. I make recommendations on my website of books that people can further their information with.
Uh-huh. You know, dream interpretation and people interpreting their dreams, that's certainly nothing new.
No.
I mean, that's pretty standard.
Centuries old.
So fascinating.
Yeah, they do mean different things, and they can help us live our lives.
Literally, if we pay attention to our dreams, we might have a better life. Are you talking emotionally, financially, physically? What do you mean?
Well, the symbols in your dreams represent your thinking and your feeling and your actions. You've heard that we do things at an unconscious level, haven't you? Or you unconsciously do things.
Well, people kind of automatic sometimes, and I guess we react to things because of our experiences.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Right. And so when we dream, our dreams will tell us the truth of things, but they do it in a symbolic way. And so in deciphering your dreams, you become more aware of yourself.
I'm still not clear about is you do these things by long distance as well as in person.
Right.
And is there a different technique when you're...
Oh, there's a lot of different techniques to interpreting your dreams, and we're going to talk about one today.
In other words, you have a different method of asking questions for someone at a distance than you would that's in the room there for you?
Yeah, it can be. But it would get real complicated to talk about many different techniques, so I don't want to do that. I'm just going to get into one technique that is called the Volkmann technique.
And I assume this is named after somebody.
This is my friend. This is my friend and dream work partner, Dr. Robert Volkmann. He's a physician and surgeon around here. And I mention it in the second chapter of my book, Messages from the Archetypes, how he told me about this technique, and we started using it, and he and I have been using it for like 5 years. So this is what I'm going to use with your dream today. But now let me talk about a little bit about the imagination, because it'll give more information to our audience about what the heck we're doing here. So the imagination is a part of ourselves that has images that speak to us. You know, everyone has had the fantasy, and things like that. And we can go into meditation and we can see dream images while we're kind of like awake. I don't know, many people know what I'm talking about and some don't. And then there's another technique of visualization, which is similar to the meditation. And then there's guided imagery and then dream work. All of this accesses the information of our imagination. So the imagination is the gateway to an inner universe that has a lot of archetypal characters. And those characters can give us information. And we'll see that a little bit later when we talk about your dream. Okay?
Okay.
So I just want to... When I'm teaching psychology and I talk about the multiple levels of consciousness in our imagination, I always tell my students that we are multiple dimensional beings, which we are. We don't just live on, I mean, many people live their lives in just the world. You know, with their eyes open and that with the world and material things, and that's all that they know. But many people have explored the realms of the imagination and the unconscious mind. So this is where we're going with all of this.
So do you want me to tell you about the dream, or do you want to I sent you an email about it.
Yeah. Okay, but I want to tell you a little bit about when we're talking about your dream. I'm going to say, this is your dream.
Yeah, and I want to tell everybody, including you, that I've never had this dream.
Oh, good. Okay.
I mean, you know, there are some dreams you repeat.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what that is. If you have a repeating dream, and people often do, is that you're stuck in something and you can't figure it out, and so your dream is like, okay, well, let's try it again, and you'll have the same dream again, and you still don't get it. You know, it's something that you just haven't worked through.
And the dream that I sent you, as I said, that's the furthest thing from my mind when I went to bed that night.
Well, maybe it wasn't. You know, those are symbols. They're symbols for other things. But I want to tell you that, before we get into that, is that we did this with email. You emailed me your dream, and then I sat by my computer, and I printed your dream off and set up my computer, and I went through the dream, and I picked out symbols that stuck out to me as being larger symbols. I didn't take all of the symbols, because it's all symbolic. But... just the ones that stood out for me, and then I gave an interpretation from what I know. So it's my projection. And you are the person having the dream, and so you are the final authority as far as the interpretation. So it's your right to say whether I'm right or wrong or off, or maybe it fits for you, and maybe it doesn't. Okay?
Well, and maybe I don't really know.
Yeah, and that's okay, too. You know, we're just going to have fun with this. And all this work should be fun.
Now, we're going to do other shows with other people's dreams down the line,
I hope,
right?
So
this is kind of a little test, or a little example.
Well.
Okay, I have a dream that I was at the Fairgrounds Grandstand here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, standing to live at, and that's basically a place where I used to announce car races many, many years ago. And then we've done stage shows there as well.
You
outside
said
in the arena.
Said, it seems to me that it was a tribute of some sort, not exactly a prayer, and I would introduce someone with the rest of the program before the event.
An act or something. And it's not clear to me right now. Maybe it was when I wrote it to you, because I wrote that down. You suggest we write these dreams down immediately, right? Because otherwise we do forget them, right? And but I had to go to the bathroom.
And then you mentioned something about the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I used to do years ago, and it was a tribute, I guess, to somebody. That was very fuzzy to me, even when I woke up immediately. And when I was local radio, I've done many of these events with many places. Sometimes it was, an entertainment event. Right. Sometimes it's a civic event, whatever. And so, as a local radio personality, I used to do things like this all the time. And so it was not anything foreign to me, and I was very familiar to all of that. Now, I'm not quite sure how my sister Marlene got in the dream.
Yeah.
She's a very introverted person.
Mm-hmm.
And very successful, by the way, in her own business. And somehow she was there. I went to the bathroom, and when I came out and went down to the stage, she was up on the stage, and her husband, Michael, who really never goes anyplace with her, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he works odd hours, and he's a big hunter and fisherman, and likes to play golf and all of that. But he said, I said, well, am I too late? Because obviously the program is underway. And he said, oh, Marlene did a wonderful job.
And then I interpreted your dream at a conscious level. And I emailed back. I said, the fairgrounds and grandstands, and sometimes you can look at the words and they could be something like grandstanding. Does that mean anything?
Grandstanding? Well, sure. I'm accused of grandstanding all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You see, the grandstands were in your
right.
dream, and so, so you just kind of look for similar types of things.
In other words, I'm accused of being a dramatic fellow.
Yeah. Well, I thought this represented your radio program.
Okay.
Yeah. And you said you were you were introducing someone, and it was a tribute of some sort. It wasn't just like a regular introduction. It was
no. It was. I was paying tribute to someone, and at one point in my dream, I thought about the Kennedy assassination, and then I laughed to myself because it was springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the wrong time of the year to be paying a tribute to Kennedy on his death.
Yeah, well, and people that come up in our dreams are, you're making an association possibly with someone that has to do with Kennedy.
Well, I am
anyway.
In the middle of an investigation with the Kennedy assassination right now. Found some new evidence last week. Something that no one else has uncovered, and we're busy checking it, so that may have played up on my dream.
Sure. It's all this stuff that you're doing that shows up. Okay, the introduction you said was it was a tribute of some sort, not exactly a prayer. Now I thought, this is my projection onto your dream, I thought this was more than just an everyday introduction. You're introducing someone of a higher consciousness, and so it seemed like a prayer, which is higher consciousness. That was my answer to that.
It definitely was a special tribute to someone.
Mm-hmm. Was that, do you know who?
No, that's, I thought it was, originally in the dream, I thought it might have been Kennedy, but it wasn't, because I remember it wasn't. It was some...
Well, okay, it's not Kennedy, but, in your...
I mean, it's somebody like that. See, somebody that I don't know, that I probably respect somewhat, but at the same time, not anything special, but something I was doing for this occasion and this audience.
Okay, so in your waking life, maybe the day you had this dream, you were doing your radio show and you introduced someone, and they were similar to Kennedy in your mind.
Yeah, that's probably true. As I said, I'm working on another conspiracy show about the Kennedy assassination. Now I'm working on quite a few things. And I also do a lot of tributes. I'm working on about 20 projects at any given time.
Oh, okay. So it could all be mixed up, too. Yeah.
I mean, like, we do this show, and
so
I do other...
I was thinking that this introduction might have been, someone you thought a lot of, you had a lot of respect for.
Well, a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have respect for Kennedy. I do have respect for a lot of things. So, I mean, it's just not clear to me who I... In other words, it's a special tribute to somebody that meant something to me.
Right.
I had a dear friend whose mother just passed away. That could have been part of it.
Something a little more than just...
Yes. I know. This was a special person to me, but I didn't feel like I really knew them.
Okay. So that's what that part's about. And then another part of the dream, you were back in the 60s or 70s. So where was your consciousness at that time? What were you doing?
Doing the same thing I am now, only it was much more entertainment-oriented. Mm-hmm. It's much more one-line jokes, funny stuff, and more music.
Mm-hmm. And there was a racetrack.
Yeah, well, I used to broadcast the races all the time for extra money, even though I'm not a race car fan at all. I mean, I don't dislike it. It's just not... It's kind of like I used to announce football, and I used to announce baseball, and I used to announce basketball. Well, I'm not necessarily a fan of any of that. I don't dislike it.
Yeah. So are you doing some of this now?
No.
So you're doing more of what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm doing basically whatever I want to do at this point. Not completely, of course.
Okay, good.
But as far as content on my radio shows, pretty much I'm doing what I want to do.
Okay. No more racetracks.
No more races, no more any of that stuff.
Good.
I don't even do commercials anymore. I used to do lots of radio and TV commercials. Don't do those anymore either.
Good.
Because I don't really need the money from those things. And I did back in those days in the 60s. I had to really scramble to make a buck. I had a family, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, now, to your sister. Your sister shows up in your dream. Now, people in our dreams represent aspects of ourselves. Now, if I was, you know, one-on-one with you and you were in my office, I would be talking to you about, you know, what does your sister represent to you?
Well, she represents quite a lot of things. First of all, she's one of my favorite people. At the same time, she's... very assertive in what she thinks things ought to be like. But of course that never bothers me, at least consciously doesn't, because I'm around all kinds of assertive people all the time. And I basically let them just assert away, and I just continue to do what I want to do.
But she also, you told me, she's introverted.
Yes, she is very introverted. In fact, she has trouble in public getting a sentence out.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very intimidated.
You know,
the exact opposite of what I am, as far as making a public display, I'm much more inclined to be very coherent in public and not so coherent in private. In fact, many people that knew me, especially in my earlier career when I was all entertainment, they were always amazed I was introverted and very intellectual in person, because I did not appear to be that way in public. I always had a one-liner, and I had just the right music, and I knew just what right thing to do, entertainment-wise.
Well, I think in this dream that your sister represents your feminine side, this feminine side of you.
Well, you know, I have no problem, I don't think. Of course, we may kid ourselves with the femininity side. I'm very caring about people, and I don't want to really hurt anybody's feelings. And
but she also, you told me, she's introverted. I think in this dream that your sister represents your feminine side, this feminine side of you, because of what you told me, how she is. Not the assertive part, because that's masculine, but she's an introverted and softer than you are. So in parts of ourselves in a dream, your sister in this particular dream represents your feminine.
So yeah, I think the dream, your interpretation is pretty much right on.
And we all have a masculine and a feminine. We all have masculine and feminine archetypal energy. Now, the feminine is soft and nurturing and introverted and is a healer,
I do some feminine things. I would imagine words of music, love, poetry, and a lot of music.
Yeah. So, but in this particular dream, your feminine side was doing your radio programs. So you were using your feminine in your radio program. Okay, in this dream you said she took right over your place, and you didn't know she could do this. You all see, this is symbolic of her, of you using your feminine.
Yes.
Going to the bathroom is a root chakra activity, and root chakra has to do with survival needs. You know, doing your job and getting money and getting paid and taking care of survival. And you mentioned you were thinking about time, April, and then November. And April is a time of new life and new beginnings. And November is a fall when things die, like Kennedy and dark conspiracy type things. And you decided to do on April type of things for your show. So it's like new beginnings, like alternate ways.
I like to go to new frontiers. I like to stay fresh. Well, I am very busy, and consciously and subconsciously, I'm doing about three times as much stuff as I wanted to do at this stage of my life.
Okay, overall, I'd say this dream has to do with new beginnings, using a different part of yourself in your show, or becoming aware of it anyway, and introducing higher consciousness to your audience. That's my interpretation. So that was what I did consciously. I took the symbols and I projected what I think about it onto them.
Let's call our listener that wants to get involved up in Boulder, Colorado. Jane, say a few words about the American Tarot Association, and then we'll talk to Jane. We'd like to talk to you about the American Tarot Association and how you could join and start your journey with beginner through advanced courses. There are audio tapes available and also CDs and special member discounts. Receive the American Tarot Association quarterly for the latest news on the Tarot. Now you can go over to the website and visit the Tarot Reflections for free. And we'll give you that website address here in just a minute. So get ready to write it down. And if you're listening to us on our website at jerrypippin.com, we have a link to it. The American Tarot Association is your connection for a lively community of tarot professionals. You know, one of the great things about the American Tarot Association is that actually it's a connection, a great connection, a link for you to join the lively community of other tarot card professionals and enthusiasts. People just like you, united in their passion for tarot. Now here's the website. It's www.ata-tarot.com. I'll give that to you again here in a moment. You simply go over to that website and you can discover how to help shape your future. We urge you to join today. For more information, go over to the website, and once again here it is, www.ata-tarot.com. Okay, Tony, as promised, we're going to go to the phones and go out to Boulder, Colorado, and talk to Jane. Tony, say hello to Jane. Jane, say hello to Tony.
Okay, Jane, you emailed me and you had a question.
I did.
Okay, I think you had more than...
Anyway, I wanted to know if you feel, as a professional, that the general public can benefit from trying to learn the tarot on their own. I think I worded it better in my note, but do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes, I do. I think that, well, basically the tarot cards, they're art, and art is always beneficial to people. And so I would recommend that if you are interested in tarot cards, go to your bookstore. Many bookstores have lots of tarot cards to choose from, and they often have samples in a book. And so look at these samples and pick one that really appeals to you. And buy that deck, take it home, and then just pick one card a day. And then read what the author has to say about that card, and then also pay attention to how it makes you feel and what you think about it. So yes, the general public can get a great deal out of tarot cards.
Now, Jane, you talk like you use tarot cards yourself.
Well, I don't use them. I have dabbled in the past, and as I mentioned to Tony, I bought a Rider-Waite deck. I don't know if that's the way it's pronounced, but it's a very common, I think, popular deck, and really didn't get any bites at all. I couldn't identify with the imagery.
Right, and that's because it's an older symbols that they're using, and I don't use that in when I counsel clients because of that, because I use a projective technique when I'm counseling one-on-one, and I show the card to the person, and they look at the card and tell me what they see. And that particular deck isn't good for that.
I agree.
Yeah, for most people. Some people relate to it. I know a lot of symbols, so.
I know symbols from zilch, so.
Oh, you'll get to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
You just stick with me, buddy.
That's
okay.
A good line, Jane.
Yeah.
Get the zilch deck, she said, Tony.
And then the other question I had is when someone is with you in person or you're talking on the phone, whatever, and they choose a card and you make assessments from that, from the card plus whatever they told you, are you in effect helping them do their own reading?
I'm using the cards to counsel them, and what they see in the cards gives me information to the direction we need to counsel. So it's like dream work. They're the authority on who they are, and so I allow what they have to say and what they see in the cards to guide this session.
Okay, is it easier in person or...
It's easier in person, yes, because they can see the cards. It's a little more difficult, and I have to use more of a divinatory technique when I'm reading the cards, and it's more of a reading over there.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, Jane, have you got the cards out and tried to do things with friends?
I haven't gotten that far.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So go to the bookstore and look around and see what appeals to you, and don't spend too much time on it, because if you really get into it, you're going to buy more than one deck.
Yeah.
How do you know which deck to use, Tony?
How you feel about it. I like to hold the deck in my hands and look through the pictures and the art on it and see how, and then I check in with how I feel about it.
So do you use a different one for a different day or person, or just how you feel that day?
I have a personal deck that's my personal favorite, and then I have different decks for different questions or different people, and I have about 10 decks that I use for clients.
Jane, you live in Boulder, Colorado. That's an interesting place. I bet you there's a lot
that's
of tarot.
Right. There are, and people who are interested in...
Tony, can you tell the weather with the tarot cards? I mean, they just had a spring snowstorm.
Well, you know, a Bob Dylan tune just came up in my head. I don't need a weatherman to tell which way the wind doth blow. So, you know, the weather's out.
And Jane, we appreciate you taking part in the show, and the clock's got us, and I think we ought to close out with a Bob Dylan song for this set about. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Jane.
Okay. Okay, Tony, this ends this little session, but we'll be back with some more next half hour, and I can't think of a better way to close out than with your favorite. What is it about Bob Dylan that you like? I notice on your picture there on the wall.
Well, you know, when I was a young woman, say in my early 20s, I had been doing dream work for a while, but I couldn't figure it out. And then I got interested in Bob Dylan's songs, and of course he sings a lot of metaphors. And there was a lot of symbolism in his songs, and so it really actually taught me how to think symbolically. So he fascinated me for years.
Well, with that, let's play some Bob Dylan.
Okay.
get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes.
Dylan, on our next show, we'll be discussing healing again. If you'd like to get involved in this, give us a call at 918-682-2630 or email us at tony@tonygilbert.com or jerry@jerrypippin.com. And be sure and visit the American Tarot Association website. The American Tarot Association has brought you It's All in the Cards with Tony Gilbert.